Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All eyes on me. Got some eyes on me live on TikTok now. I lied around 9:30, said I was going live. I forgot. I'm just wrapped up in the game. Are you guys not watching this game? We got a hell of a game here, folks. And again, what have I been saying about the officials and the officiating? I was just talking to Marco about it. Embiid, it can be physical, can bump guys around. They don't call anything. And in the beginning of this game, it was like they were calling everything. Now they got a memo from Secaucus. Hey, let these guys play. This is an elimination game. And the NBA wants this to go seven. Embiid is going to work because he, like, bro, I'm looking at Alex. I tell you no lies. Embiid is going to work because he knows they're not calling anything.
Like, that was such a good move from him getting past Hartenstein. Like, why did
it's a good move, but
he always tries to foul a bit, and we, I mean,
exactly. He's looking for the contact.
We watched him play in playoff series against the Nets twice before.
Yeah, I mean, we know.
And he should have been tossed out twice. First time in 2019 when he elbowed Jared Allen, and then last year against Nick Claxton. So, like, and the thing is, he was such a he's a generational player. He's a fantastic big man, but the foul baiting is so annoying. He's one of the most unwatchable players in the league.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He's always hunting the foul. He's a foul merchant. And when he knows he's getting the whistle, when he knows that the refs have his back, he goes to work. So here we are now, a 1-point game. There was a point in this game, and I got to pull up the box score as we're live on The Fan, taking your calls at 877-337-6666, live on TikTok at Keith_McPherson, watching Game 6, talking about the Yankees, talking about the Mets, but obviously talking about the Knicks. There was a point in this game where the Knicks had a 19-point lead, and I think that may have been their largest lead, and now the lead is down to 1. And there is less than 2 minutes left in the first half. So we got a game here, folks. Maxie's not doing anything. And I told you all that already. I was like, Maxie's not. Oh, no. There's the lead. I told you. Maxie, the lead for the Sixers. It is now 49-47. The Sixers come back from being down. Let me double check that again.
They're up 22.
22 was the largest lead. 11. 22 was the largest lead. So much for the Knicks coming out and, like I said, having a lead for once. Who was I talking to in the car? I forget who I was talking to in the car. who was talking about the Knicks, and I said it would take a collapse. It would take an absolute collapse for them to just blow this lead. I wasn't expecting them to blow this lead in the first half. Bruh. All right, let me get back to the phones. I'm watching this game, and the way that the officials have started to call this game now, it just... Okay, OG, you can't do that. But it's starting to tilt a little bit in favor of the team in blue that plays for Philadelphia. Buddy Hield goes to the line here. The game's tied 49-49. Morris is in Brooklyn on the fan. Welcome back, Morris.
Thank you, Keith. How are you?
I'm good, man. Love talking sports, especially when we have playoff basketball, early baseball stuff, New York City involved. Like, it's a good time. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm hoping for the Knicks victory, and hopefully we could celebrate tonight. But first, I was listening to you before, and I think you made a big mistake. I don't think you're one in a million. I think that the biggest proof that you're not one in a million is the fact that you got the gig, and it's well-deserved.
Well, I mean, think about how many millions of people want to be on the radio, want to be on TV, want to be specifically in New York on WFAN. There has been millions of people trying to go to school and graduate and intern, and maybe the numbers are off. Maybe it wasn't a one in a million shot for me to make it on, but it was a small percentage chance. I know it was a small shot.
Yeah, but it's well-deserved because not only do you know your stuff and you know how to talk, you're also one thing about you is that I know personally is that even if you disagree with the caller's opinion, you respect him a lot. And you're a very humble man. That's what makes you one of the greatest. And but that's why I only turn on the radio, to be honest, at night to listen to you. So you do a good job.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's my approach to this. And coming into WFAN, I've listened to sports talk radio for years. The first time I was ever on sports talk radio, I was on in Milwaukee talking about the Brooklyn Nets facing the Bucks. And, you know, for years I've heard people's approach, and I always said when I get my shot, I'm going to be me. And being me goes back to the man that I am, the person I am, the boy that my mom raised, and the man that I've become. What you hear is me, like, literally just being who I am. This is real. This is authentic. I respect people because I've been disrespected. I've been treated wrong. I've been looked down upon. And so now that I'm the one with the mic, I don't look down upon anyone calling. I appreciate everyone that calls to join my show. We're all strangers, really. But, like, I still have a line of respect for you and want to hear what you have to say. And thank you for taking the time to listen and to wait on hold. And, like, I value your call. So, you know, it's that simple. I don't think I'm better than anybody because I'm the host.
Yeah. Now, to the Knicks, just a quick point. I think that I'm very confident that they're going to win this game. And I'm watching the game, and you see it on their faces. You see, like, heart is poking and screaming at the umpires after every call. He's all into it. Jalen Brunson is giving it everything he's got. They're all into it. The Phillies look intimidated. Maybe I'm biased, but as a Knicks fan, I just think that they look very weak.
I think in the first quarter, that's what it looked like, Morris. I think you got to take a harder look right now. Maybe you're on the computer. Maybe you're locked in on the radio. The tide has turned a bit. It's 54-51. The Sixers are up by three, and now their fans are getting into it. It seems like all the shots are falling for them, and they have a look on their faces like, here we come.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call. Hopefully we could celebrate today.
Yeah, I'm on till 12. Thanks for the call, Morris. 877-337-6666. From my vantage point, it started off, where the Knicks looked like they meant business. I mean, it's 48 minutes, and it's the playoffs. The Knicks came out hitting their shots. I was, celebrating Dante DiVincenzo coming out and hitting four out of his six attempted threes right away. Now he's gone cold. Now he's gone quiet. So my four threes that I bet on cashed, but I also bet on him having 20 points. He's got the rest of the game to score eight. Let's see if that happens. Brunson's got 16. Hartenstein has been battling down there with Embiid. He's got 10. Let's see what the numbers are for Maxey and Embiid. Maxey, like I said, Maxey's doing nothing. He's got 2 points. Embiid's got 17. He's going to hit his free throws. He's 7 of 7 from the line. He's hunting those free throws. He's got 8 rebounds. He looks to be all right. Sleeping in his own bed. Maybe he's not as hobbled as he was being in New York when he came into Game 5 with a migraine. Looking at their bench, Buddy Hield has 17. Buddy Hield has hit 5 threes. Nobody in New York was thinking to bet Buddy Hield to hit 5 threes in the first half. Buddy Hield was supposed to be a starter in this league. Coming out of Oklahoma, Buddy Hield bounced around to a few different teams. Now he's a bench player, but he's coming up big here. And you know what they say, role players, bench players play better at home. You also got 10 from Nick Batum, who's hit 2-3. So this is a game, folks. This is a game. At half, it's 54-51. The Knicks blew a 22-point first quarter lead. It happens. It's not great, but it happens. And now they got to go in, make adjustments. I talked about that 43-point third quarter that the Sixers had in the same building in Game 3. Absolutely can't have that happen now because you just had a quarter where you only scored 15 and they scored 32. Have to lock in, have to figure it out, have to have some different looks. Now, I know tonight we talked about the big sneeze, Precious Achiuwa. He hasn't entered the game yet. We talked about the bench. It's Mitchell Robinson. It's Deuce McBride. I also sprinkled some money on Deuce McBride. He's 0-for-3 from deep. He's got 0 points. It's an interesting one. 877-337-6666. We're talking about the Knicks. We're talking about the NBA. We're talking about the playoffs. I'm about to bring a Celtics fan in. It's Chris from Lynchburg, Virginia. Welcome back, Chris.
Keith, how's it going, man?
It's going. I know you're sitting pretty after the gentleman's sweep, feeling good about your Celtics.
God, let me tell you, I loved every minute of the Celtics blowing out Miami. I get there was no Butler. I get there was no Rozier. But, oh, man, it felt great seeing Boston just annihilate Miami. And with the way things are going, I think Cleveland-Orlando goes 7. I think the Magic win tomorrow and force a game 7. And while I still think the Knicks will either find a way to win tonight or win game 7 MSG, I know Porzingis is out, but I'm just – everything that's going on right now, I'm convinced Boston is coming out of the East. And while the Knicks still put up the best fight, this is the Celtics' conference to lose, honestly, because they are just – everything is going their way, and I couldn't have asked for a better situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're the number one seed. They almost won 70 games. Exactly. They're supposed to – yeah, we'll see. It's a long road, but they're supposed to look like this. I was surprised that Spoelstra got that one win off of them, but ultimately that happens, and it's a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, like I said, so I'm happy about that. Like I said, Porzingis gets much-needed rest because, again, you can't take you can't screw around with cap injuries. Like I said, Giannis could have came back for a Game 7 if Milwaukee would have came back in Game 6 tonight, so I'm glad he's got rest there. But, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, I think even though I don't like the Knicks or the Sixers being a Celtics fan, I do think the Knicks will either, again, find a way to win tonight or Game 7, but like I said, for me being a Celtics fan, I'm feeling good where things are. But obviously, anything can happen. Like I said, I think personally, I'd rather face Cleveland, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, no matter who you face in the second round, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that you'll beat them. Here in New York, we're hoping that it's Knicks Pacers and that the Knicks can edge out the Pacers, and then we do get the New York Boston rivalry. Thanks for the call, Chris. 877-337-6666. I end up getting a ton of calls from different places. Shout out to the people watching on TikTok, which, like, you know, TikTok can bring in people from all over. There's been multiple times I've been live on TikTok, and the way the algorithm works on TikTok, you could just be scrolling through TikTok and you can pop in my live. You could be anywhere in the world. There's been multiple times where people are like, "Where are you at?" And I'm like, I literally showed a logo. I'm like, "I am in New York at WFAN." Some people aren't familiar with that, young kids, but like, the internet, I think, is how I end up getting a lot of these different callers outside of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. And then also with the Odyssey app, you can listen in all these different places. You can tap in from these other places. So let's keep it rolling. Call me up, man. Less than 2 hours ago, I'm live on TikTok at Keith_McPherson. If you want to type to me, if you want to see what I look like, if you don't already know, also on Twitter, same handle, Keith_McPherson. I got to get back to the tweets because I know a lot of you guys hit me on there. Another NBA playoff nugget, something that I saw, and I'm sure there's going to be some conversation, some fines, and some repercussions from this. Roger sends me in a tweet that Pat Beverly chucked the ball at a fan at the end of the game. And now I have it up on my screen. The Bucks get eliminated. There's 2 minutes and 32 seconds left. And I don't even know how this happens, but like Malice in the Palace happened with the Pacers. Pacers, Pistons. And fast forward, this is what they don't want happening. So there's a basketball that comes out of play and lands like three rows back where it's the first row of fans. The fan picks it up, says something, goes to throw it to Pat Bev, and Pat Bev, I don't know why, because I can't hear the sound, he catches it and like hot potato fires it back at this fan 10 times the speed that the fan fired it or threw it at him. The fan didn't fire it at him. Pat Bev fired the basketball back at this guy, and it clearly startled him and all the people around him, and that's not going to go over well with the league and Adam Silver. And Jamison Crowder comes in to try and grab him. And
Jay Crowder.
Jamison Crowder, I said. Jay Crowder. You know who I'm talking about. Jamison Crowder is a wide receiver. Sports brain. Yeah.
Jamison Crowder, this is a really random story.
I do that all the time.
But Jamison Crowder lost me my fantasy league one year.
How many years ago was this?
Oh, this was... He was with at the time the Redskins. So Washington
had to be at least 3 years ago. He was with the Jets for a little bit. Wasn't he with the Bills recently?
Yeah, no, but oh my God. I was down by one and it was a Monday night football game, so it was just him left. He catches a pass and it's a PPR league, so he gets 0.5 points, gets 10 yards. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna win. And 1 minute left, garbage time, fumbles the ball, I lose.
We did a ton of talk about the gambling stuff. Fantasy football is the worst. You had to be down more than one. You had to be down bad if you're starting Jamison Crowder. He hasn't been a fantasy starter in years.
It was like 2016, so 2017 maybe. But he was my flex. He got me like 10 points a game because he got a lot of receptions. But that one time it was just like, and the thing was, I scored the most points the next week. So if I had advanced, I would have won the league. So
you'll never forget it. You're telling the story on the fan. It's etched into your memory. Sports brain as I have and. You know, listening to my show, I'm just letting you into my sports brain. It's just a ton of names and teams and players, and it happens. Like, I know who Jay Crowder is, but I just called him Jamison Crowder on the fan. I was doing that last year. I was mixing up a guy who's playing tonight for the Sixers, Cam Payne and Deron Payne. I don't know why I kept referring to Deron Payne, the defensive tackle for the Commanders. Is he still with them?
Yeah,
yes. Deron Payne, I kept calling Cam Payne on air, and I'm like, somebody's got to be like, this guy is either dumb or dyslexic or just doesn't know what he's talking about. I know what I'm talking about, but sometimes you just have all these athletes' names in your head, and you're saying one thing, but you're envisioning another thing, or you're saying one guy and you're thinking of another guy. There was someone else that I was doing that to on the fan. I was like, obviously I'm not talking about this guy, but I mean, they're regular names and human beings, Americans, and they play these sports and we learn them. You know what I was thinking about recently too? I'm like, damn, maybe if I like picked up some other stuff in life, I'm like, my brain, like, and I'm not like I always give Evan Roberts the stamp of like sports encyclopedia. Like, you know, when I listen to Evan, sometimes recall things. I'm just like, how does this guy know this? But all of us are like that. I don't think you can get on WFAN and not have just like a ton of information with sports in your head. But I'm like, the two things that I have in my brain that actually worked out for me with my career with the sports stuff, but maybe it wouldn't have. Song lyrics, rap lyrics, and athletes and like players' names and like games and like random things about different teams and cities and ballparks and stadiums and... your brain doesn't have that much of a capacity, right? I look at your brain as like a computer. You only have so much storage. And I don't know, since I was like 5 years old, I started storing rap lyrics and stats and albums and player names in my brain. And at least now I make money off of one of them. I got to find a way to make money off of all the rap lyrics I know. Get back to writing my own rap lyrics and kicking raps on the fan. 877-337-6666. So, yeah, it's halftime right now. Knicks fans call me up and weigh in. Let's go down to Philadelphia right now and talk to Jim at halftime. What's up, Jim? You're on the Fan.
How you doing? Well, I got to tell you something. About an hour ago, I was ready to rip up my ticket for Game 7 on Saturday, and I'm glad I didn't. But I got a quick question for you. The Sixers bench is outscoring the Knicks bench 30-0. And I wonder if you've noticed in the game, everybody here in Philadelphia thought that if Embiid had been healthy, Sixers would have won it in 5. If you notice in the first half of the game, he is not limping at all.
Sleeping in his own bed must have did something for him. He is not hobbled.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. If I'm a Knicks fan, I'm ahead by 22 points in the first quarter. Maxey scores 2 points in the first half.
You're a Sixers
fan.
You said you have a ticket to Game 7. You definitely don't have a ticket you can rip. They're all digital. You're a Sixers fan.
I'm a Sixers fan. I got it right on Ticketmaster. When they first went on sale, I got a ticket for Game 7. I figured just in case. And I'll tell you what, never thought I'd use it after Game 4. But I'm telling you, if I'm a Knicks, tell me the amount of pressure is going to be on New York if it does go to a Game 7.
I mean, it's pressure on both sides. Thanks for the call, Jim, but I don't really thank you. This guy's talking about ripping up a ticket. This guy's talking about they would have won it in 5 if Embiid looked like he looked in the first half tonight. It's not how any of this works. Knicks fans, please call in. 877-337-6666. Good second half, or good second quarter. We're going to the second half. Good bounce back, second half, in your building, facing elimination. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I do understand that the Knicks had a 22-point lead, and it's not great to blow that lead before the halftime break. You would have liked to carry that into the second quarter and into halftime to give you some cushion going into this. But, man, this is what it is. Pressure is everywhere. Pressure is a privilege. It's a privilege to be in the playoffs. This is a huge second half. I'm watching the bench. I've already mentioned it. Buddy Hield has 17. Nick Batum has 10. Campaign stole the ball from Josh Hart, turned around, hit a 3. There's your 30 points right there. I also mentioned Miles McBride, 0-for. Mitchell Robinson, 0-for. Not expecting Mitch to really contribute too much on the offensive end, but the two guys that have come off the bench, we haven't seen the big sneeze Precious Achiuwa yet. They haven't put a bucket in for the Knicks. It's been Brunson and DiVincenzo. And boy, do I need DiVincenzo to somehow hit like 2 more threes and get to the foul line. There's my 8 points to cash my bet. 2 more threes and get fouled and go to the free throw line and knock down 2, Dante. This is fun. Like, this is what it's about. And Jim from Philadelphia, I'm going to write your name down, buddy. I'm going to write that name down, buddy, because you might have called in and with the power of WFAN, put a jinx on your favorite team. I've got a ticket for Game 7 I was going to rip up. You can't rip up a ticket. What are you talking about, bro? All these tickets are in your phone. You can't. You're going to rip your phone? You must be old school when they used to print out tickets, which really wasn't that long ago. It was like 5, 6 years ago. But Jim from Philadelphia, what are you doing listening to the Fan in New York? I always know you WIPers. You like WFAN better than you like WIP. I get it. You rather listen to me right now than listen to the call down there in Philly. Do they have the call of the Sixers game on WIP right now? I wouldn't know. I've literally never clicked on WIP in the Odyssey app. I can't get jiggy with that. I don't rock with Philadelphia at all. None of their teams. Second half is underway. I need the Knicks fans to call in. I knew taking that call from Philly was going to be a Philadelphia Sixers fan. And he's talking about going to Game 7 now. You might have put the kiss of death on them at halftime. And Embiid comes out and right away knocks down a 3. The Knicks are down 6. Got to respond. Got to respond. Can't let this continue on. This second half, you need to see the New York Knicks that are resilient, that are gritty, that are tough. There's Brunson. Is that basket and one? Basket, and he gets to shoot the free throw. The Knicks have to out-hustle them. They have to outsmart them, not make mistakes here down the stretch. and they absolutely have to be the better conditioned team, because here we are in game six. If those things hold, like we've seen them hold, and they didn't hold in game five, if those things hold, they will close this out and they will end this series. And I will bring up Jim from Philadelphia maybe for the rest of time. 877-337-6666. You ever hear me say this mic is powerful? Like, that's why I don't tell any lies on the microphone. This mic is powerful. One, it's powerful. Be careful what you say, because you can jinx a lot of things. You can put the Maloik on some things. And two, it's powerful because you don't know who's listening. There's a ton of people that I've met, powerful people in this world, especially in the sports world here in New York. That's not good, bro. Embiid just knocked down another three. Like, this, like, is this what it's going to be? Check him. Somebody's got to. Where's Precious Achiuwa? Throw him at him. But yeah, the mic is powerful, man. Don't call up counting your eggs before they hatch. What? Good defense.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Like, whoa, man, oh, man. Shout out to everybody rocking with me on the TikTok Live during the break. Shout out to everybody out there wherever you are tonight listening to WFAN as we watch this Sixers-Knicks Game 6 down in Philly. I won't say anything. Let's just get back to the phones. 877-337-6666. You guys are starting to call in, and I'd rather hear from you, and then I'll add to it, and I'll do the rest. Jimmy is out on Staten Island. What's up, Jimmy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call, brother. Appreciate it very much. Listen, Keith, I'm a big Knicks fan. And after last game, they had their chance to put their foot on the neck and break it, and they just didn't do it. I don't see them winning the series. If they do, God bless them. I would love to see it. But I want to ask you something, Keith, because I know your ball. What do you think the Patrick Ewing Knicks would have done to Embiid if Embiid did what he did to the Knicks? What do you think they would have done to him?
Oh, they would have gone for him. They would have sent for him. That you know what's crazy?
Oof.
Like they would have tried to take him out as soon as game three came when he was trying to take the whole Knicks team out. They would have fought fire with fire, but we're just in a different time. Who's the enforcer on the Knicks? There's no Julius Randle out there to be the tough guy.
No.
And they're small. They're undersized. And Embiid is a monster. He's an MVP. I was even just talking to some of the people in my live chat about Embiid not hobbled. He's not limping anymore. He looks like a healthy player.
It seems to me they're just not showing him. They're not afraid of him. It looks like they're afraid of him in a way. I don't see a guy like Mason Oakley backing down from him at all. And I'll tell you something. I don't know what happened. Hartenstein was playing him well, and Mitch Robbins was playing him well. All of a sudden, they got soft.
He's getting
this
the whistle.
Is a great team.
It starts to demoralize you. It starts to defeat you when he's getting the whistle. He's 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. I just told y'all this mic is powerful. Don't call up and say that they're going to lose or because of the last game or whatever. We are in it right now. 877-337-6666. So talking to my guy Schwinn on TikTok, he's like, bro, why when they're winning, Embiid isn't hobbled? But when they're losing, Embiid is limping. He plays into it. This is theater. This is cinema. This is the main stage. He plays into it like an actor. If I'm turning the ball over, I'm not hitting shots, oh, my knee. I want to remind everybody I'm hobbled. I'm not at 100%. I'm not feeling great. If he's getting to the line, getting his moves off in the paint, knocking down threes, and they have the lead, he's not thinking about playing into the knee. I'm looking at him right now, how he's dribbling, how he's Euro-stepping. I don't know. And another thing, y'all, we got to stop with the going back to the Ewing and Oakley and Charles, like Charles Oakley would have did this, or Anthony Mason would have had it. Like, they don't, this is not the identity of that team, like of this team. Like, that team has nothing to do with this team. I was in elementary school when that team was playing, bro. Like, it has nothing to do with this team. And the NBA is completely different now. You know, the Jordan rules. How the Pistons would beat up Jordan? You can't beat up these star players anymore, man. Definitely not Embiid. Embiid is the reigning MVP. He gets the benefit of the doubt. He gets the star whistle. So the way you beat him, you got to outscore him. You got to defend. You got to stop turning the damn ball over. Oh, my goodness. Now they got Maxey activated off that turnover. They're down 10. It's 71-61. Yo, between the fast breaks that they've smoked, opportunities they've smoked, the turnovers, the missed shots, what is going on with the Knicks? They are absolutely melting in this third quarter. And I just said at halftime, you can't come out and not have a good third quarter. Now, it's close. It's not 43 to 30, whatever it was in that third game. DiVincenzo. I should have bet him to have 5 threes. That's his 5th made three. And I am now 5 points away from cashing my DiVincenzo bet. And if you tailed my bet, you're 5 points away from cashing your DiVincenzo bet. This is fun. This is what it's about. This is entertainment. You guys ever hear me say how, like, I don't watch movies Ooh, DiVincenzo again, miss. You know how I say, like, I don't watch Netflix, I don't watch streaming shows, I don't have a favorite, like, I don't do that? Because this is what I do. I watch games. I bet on games. I get online. I talk to fans. I go live. I talk to the chat. I'm live on the radio. I'm taking calls. There's nothing more entertaining to me than live sports. There's nothing more entertaining to me than live reaction and conversation about what we're watching and what's going on in the moment and then after the moment. Good. Now they're battling back. This is a game. This is why you pay the money to go see this game live. This is why our afternoon drive guys make the drive to go be there live. Fight. 5 minutes left in the third. Embiid backing down Hartenstein. He's having his way. He's having his way. He's over 30 points now. I don't even have, I got to go back to the box score, but he's over 30 points now if I had to guess. 29. I don't know. Someone has to rise for the Knicks. So here, I'll give you my analysis. And you know, I stopped playing basketball 13 years old. Shout out to Ocean Township and AAU basketball, the Ocean Breakers. I always tell y'all I got Osgood Slaughter's disease. I grew like 3 inches. My knees swelled up. I had to sit down and stop playing all these sports. So I'm not a basketball coach. I'm not even a varsity former basketball player. But my analysis is there's no points from the Knicks bench. There's 30 points from the Sixers bench. The ref started calling this game a little differently. And I think once Embiid got that in his head, he's like, oh, I can go cook. I can have my way. And he's having his way. Maxey's a non-factor. Maxey's got 5 points. He just hit his second shot. Kelly Oubre is the next leading scorer out of their starters with five. They have two starters with 0 points. Tobias Harris is a no-show again. Kyle Lowry is a no-show again. The Knicks can win this game. When I go and look at the Knicks starting five, almost all their guys are in double digits, except OG Anunoby, but he'll get there. Brunson at the line. That makes it, what, 24 for him? Brunson's got 24. Hart's got 11. DiVincenzo's got 15. I need him to get to 20. Hartenstein's got 12. No points off the bench. The disparity comes, and I got to go from the team stats, even without me looking at the numbers, turnovers. Let's go look at what the turnover situation is. Total turnovers. It's close. The Knicks have 6 turnovers to the Sixers' 11 turnovers, but it seems like the Knicks have more. What it is the Sixers have 15 points off of turnovers. Man, Hartenstein is hitting that little bunny hop, drop it in, 4 foot from the rim shot right now. He's scoring, and they need it. It is 73-70, Philly over New York right now, and Embiid is not going to be stopped. And I should have put some money on Embiid. I should have known. Embiid's got 31. Anyway, other things that stand out to me in this game, as I talk about Hartenstein, they have more points in the paint. Embiid is trying to get his work in there, but Hartenstein is going to work. 24 points in the paint to 18. You can't keep turning the damn ball over. That's another turnover for the Knicks. What else stands out? Let me see the free throw percentage. The Sixers haven't missed a free throw. They've hit 100% of their free throws. The Knicks have missed 4 free throws. They're shooting 71%. Rebounds are close. Assists are close. The Knicks have more steals, more blocks. The fast break points. The Knicks should have more fast break points. They have 10 to 5. Man, I wish I could listen to the broadcast right now. All right, let me get back to the phone. Maybe I can cut this off, let the guy on the phone talk so I can listen to the broadcast. John is in Port Jeff Station on the Fan. What's up, John?
What's up, my man Key? How are you today, buddy?
Good. Entertained? Trying to entertain.
No, well, I think I both ends covered. Everybody's giving me some good advice, and some of them, like the Knicks fans, you know, the Sixers fan, that's what happens. I think we got this. Like you said, we just got to get a little bit more emphasis on the points scoring from certain guys. I do believe that, you know, Brunson will step it up. And like I said, we always got game 7. We don't look forward to that. We have to. And I think that if they wear down Embiid again, which I think will happen, and hopefully they can push this out of their building and win. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope so. Mitchell Robinson is in the game now. It's just there's a lot of time left, and the Knicks are down. They've been down. The Knicks need to go on a run here. They need to go on a run here as they're starting to make some substitutions and changes. Campaign comes off the bench. He's back in the game. They need to go on a run here offensively, and they haven't been able to go on a run because they're turning the ball over. They've missed some open shots. They got to go on like an 8-0 run right now. They're down 7.
Well, I still think they have it in them sometimes.
I think
know,
they do too, but I'm just telling you what to have it in them and win, that's what they need to happen right now. Josh Hart at the line. Don't be Shaquille O'Neal. Knock it down. He knocks down the first one.
Yeah, they have their free throw shooting the last game was horrendous, I feel. Certain guys.
Yeah, the last game, I'm over. Thanks for the call, John. The last game, I'm over. Like, there's no reason to reference the last game when we're in the third quarter with 3 minutes left of game 6. Josh Hart, knock down this next free throw, buddy. I believe in you. I'm sure you practiced. There it is. Josh Hart knocks down both free throws. Continue. 877-337-6666. So shout out to my boy Dre on Twitter. He tailed my bets, but he tailed slightly different. He played Dante DiVincenzo to score 15 points. Bang. He also parlayed that with Dante DiVincenzo to make 3 threes. Bang. That was plus 212 odds. Count it. Cash. He also played a separate ticket for Dante DiVincenzo 5 made threes, which I should have played, but I don't know. I'm like, this guy hasn't been like that. That was plus 700. He cashed that one as well. So I actually did give y'all some picks tonight. I'm no betting guy. I'm no gambling expert. I don't do BetQL app or any of these gambling shows. But I made some people some money tonight. Congrats. 877-337-6666. I see somebody there. Don't get it confused. I'm wearing a blue Yankee fitted, like royal blue. And I'm wearing my Jason Kidd NBA All-Star jersey, which is red, white, and blue. So Francis on Twitter said, my brother, those colors. And then he put up the X emoji. I am not rocking with Philly. I cannot make that clear enough. I'm never rooting for Philadelphia. I cannot express to you how much I enjoy them losing, how much I want them to lose. I thought they were going to lose the play-in game. I thought they were going to lose in 5. Knicks in 6. I don't own any Philadelphia anything in my closet. And me wearing these colors tonight, I thought about what NBA jersey I wanted to wear tonight because it's a big hoops night. Bunch of NBA games on. And obviously, we're all locked in on the Knicks game. I don't own a Knicks jersey. I wasn't about to be a goofy and come in here and wear a Nets jersey. I hate when I see people do that. It's got nothing to do with your team, bro. It's got nothing to do with the Nets. Stand down, Nets fans. Our team is trash. So I wore an All-Star jersey of Jason Kidd, who played for the Knicks. And the colors just happened to match the 76ers, but I'm not rooting for the 76ers. It's a 3-point game. 77-74. Hold on to your butts. 877-337-6666. Already told you that the Pacers advance. They win that series in 6 games, 4-2 over the Bucks. And, you know, Giannis so famously last year had the press conference when he talked about, did Michael Jordan win every year? Was every year a failure for him? These last few years been a failure for you, buddy. Don't make me go on my Giannis rant. How the NBA manufactured that one championship for him. How the NBA thinks they're a global game. They want to be global so bad. They love their international players. Giannis, Nikola Jokic, Luka. Go down the list, bro. Wemby. The one year that I thought the Brooklyn Nets actually had a chance, the basketball gods weren't ready for the big three. Kyrie obviously comes down, and who's under him? Who doesn't give him any space to come down? Giannis, dirty. So Kyrie sprains his ankle in that series where the Nets went up 2-0, and you guys know, I don't got to rehash that. After that, Giannis goes on to win the finals, and I don't think he'll ever win another championship. They tried to team him up with Damian Lillard. They fired their coach and brought in Doc Rivers. Didn't work. Let me take another call. My guy Josh in Passaic. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, just waiting for a couple of my bets to cash. Maybe, hopefully.
It's funny.
Saquon Barkley is in the building, sitting courtside with AJ Brown. Ew.
I was listening to Tiki, Evan and Tiki, and they're mentioning like which guys they wouldn't want to see. I couldn't believe they didn't mention Saquon. They're saying how they didn't want to see Castellanos.
I heard. I'm the only one that mentioned Saquon being there, but I heard them talking about all the Phillies.
That was the guy you'd most. I would most not want to be there. And while just waiting for that game when in MetLife where he's complaining about whatever grass they have when he tears another ACL.
Don't put that evil out there, Josh.
Then, first with the Knicks, Heath, I just feel like right now they're very lucky that Maxey's a stickle. He's a little bit off his game, a drop off his game because and Embiid's doing good. It's weird that they can't get both of them to do good on the same night. Because right now it seems that they're at the point where they're like just hanging in. Obviously they can just go on a run. But right now it looks like they're in that point like where like Philly might start to pull away because they had a good few offensive
sessions. No, right now the Knicks are hanging. It's been like a 3-point game, 4-point game. I mean,
Philly almost pulled away just now.
Yeah, they almost pulled away. Campaign knocked down another three, more bench points. But then Brunson came right back with a layup. Let's see what this call is. This is why I'm watching the game and I want to hear the call because I want to hear what these officials are on.
That's the thing. They just need to give him be a little bump because he's, game one, he was getting very aggressive, getting right into his game when he had that little scare with his knee.
He just called that on Embiid, getting too physical with Mitchell Robinson. The tide is turning a little bit. This right now.
30, man.
This 2 minutes right here, the Knicks have to tie the game in this next 2 minutes.
And he's with them. But with Embiid, though, if remember game one, when originally he had that scare, he was not getting too aggressive right after that. He was, waiting a little bit. He wasn't going in for as much rebounds. So I think the Knicks just got to, remind him of that a little bit, give a little push or something. Because the way he's playing right now, it's not going to be good down the stretch.
Yeah, no, the Knicks they're not playing like that. They're not trying to get physical with him. Mitchell Robinson got tangled up with him, but they're not pushing him.
Remind him about his knee.
They're not punking him. They're not tapping his knee. They're not doing any of that. Brunson right now is about to start cooking. I can tell. I can see it in his eyes. He knows it's winning time. They're running out of time. He's drawing fouls. He just did the signature Trae Young foul where, you drive a little bit. You feel the pressure coming. A guy behind you, you pull up, and that guy fouls you. He's about to knock down his second free throw right now. Let me not jinx that. Good. Okay. 2-point game. They got to tie this game before the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's also a foul call that I think shouldn't actually stand, that whole jumping into somebody else. In street ball, it's just that when a guy does that, you give to somebody, then you keep on.
Young Josh, what are we talking about? Street ball, bro.
No, and that play, it's stupid that a guy jumps. Let's go lean into him. James Harden, anytime a guy sticks his hand in,
And these guys play the game. They know how to draw that foul. Nick Batum, more points, more three-pointers made. Man, 5-point game.
Waiting for right after the game to see him. I do want the Knicks to win just to see him beat. Hopefully on the floor on that last play, give a better one than Kawhi, maybe a better heartbreaker. But can I get a point about the Mets? You want to keep it on Knicks?
No, go for it. I'm watching the game. DiVincenzo's 3 points away from making me some money.
Oh, and what parlay did you take on him?
I should have put him for 5 threes, but I had him 4 threes parlayed with 20 points. He's got 17 points and 5 threes right now.
Well, he should get there unless he just randomly takes him out. But as long as he's hitting his shots, Tibbs keeps him in. So with the Mets, it was great. I thought when they tied it up and they gave up another run in the 11th, I'm like, shoot, here they go. They finally only score runs where they give up runs, and they're going to waste the comeback. But Frankie was there. I don't know why he can't start at the beginning of the game if he's able to pinch it. But it was good that maybe he had some extra pressure on himself. But now that Scott's coming up, if he does great, I don't know what the point of keeping Hauser. He doesn't even look like a guy that should be in the bullpen. He's giving up base runners. And I feel like Carlos
tie ball game, like I said. Sorry to cut you off, Josh. Knicks tie the game 83-83 off the OG Anunoby corner three, and they do it before time's expiring here in the third quarter. There's seconds left. Last possession goes to the Sixers. Let's see if they can hold. Go on, I'm listening.
Definitely, I feel like Hauser should go. I don't even know about AAA. Maybe just trade him for anything. This guy, he's fine. It looks like he's only, you know, gets a hit first few innings, and then it's all looking fine. Obviously, the team wasn't hitting then. But then three were on bombed, Horner. Just all the other pitchers have looked solid enough that, I don't know, I guess it's time for him. I don't even know AAA. What do you think is going to come out with him? What do you think he needs?
I mean, you're not attached to him. Obviously, you're paying him a little bit of money. He's on a one-year deal, right? I was talking earlier about this Christian Scott kid. They're calling him up. He could easily get bounced out of the rotation, be in the bullpen. I just think, you know, it's still early where they're not going
to also come back in. McGill and David Peterson, though, I feel like.
Sure. Kodai Senga, McGill, David Peterson. I think it's early enough where, like, he could just find himself not on the Mets. They literally might not need him, and he hasn't pitched well enough to hang around. They already had to make moves like sending Mark Vientos down, DFA and Michael Tonkin, bringing him back. There's not enough room for everybody, and especially if you're not contributing.
Right, Keith. Thanks so much. Hopefully the Knicks pull this out, and have a good night. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I'll be back tomorrow. My weekend doesn't start until 2 a.m. Saturday morning. How about the Knicks doing exactly what I said? This mic is powerful. I ain't saying it's me, but watching basketball, I knew what needed to go down right there, and they executed, and they did it. They played defense. They got stops. They hit threes. 83-83, they tie it up before the fourth quarter. Here it is, folks. Here it is. If the Knicks are what we think they are, they win. If the Knicks are who they've been all season, they're better conditioned. They're going to hustle. And this time around, they're not going to make the mistakes fouling at the wrong time, not calling timeouts. If the Knicks are true to themselves and their identity and who they've been in this 2023-2024 season, they end this series in this fourth quarter. Let's take another call before we go to the break. John is in Brooklyn. You got it quickly, John. Go for it.
Yeah, what's up, Key? Yeah, I just wanted to say that I hope that, you know, at the end, the Knicks, they don't turn into, I only got one name, Nick Anderson on the free throws for Josh Hart, man. It could probably be in his head, man.
You know, positive energy. Positive energy. It's a tie game. It's a brand new ball game. They got to win one quarter of basketball to end the series right now.
Yeah, and I got another question for you, Keith, because I know you watch, you've been around watching baseball. Who you think runs the ugliest out of the Mets all time? Mike Piazza or Pete Alonso?
Who's the whatest?
Who runs the ugliest? The ugliest.
Who runs the ugliest?
Yeah, you got to answer that question. You got to give me one. It's either Mike Piazza or Pete Alonso, man. These guys hold my. They can't run, man. Have you seen them run, Mike Piazza, in the day?
Of course I have. Like, I guess. Right. Thanks for the call, John. Piazza, it's been a while, but I guess because of Pete running from third to home last night and getting thrown out, Pete has this way of, like, he runs almost like he runs like a polar bear. He almost kind of like is running, but the way his arms are, they're like out, like he's waddling. It's like, bro, you gotta rip through. He needs to take some like running lessons, like maybe just get with a track guy. Like, they teach you about your form. I ran a lot of track. They teach you about your form. Foom, foom, foom. Like, you gotta fire that arm through, bring that elbow through with your legs. I feel like Pete is like fighting against himself. So Pete Alonso, I think, runs uglier. I gotta pull up some Mike Piazza running clips. Good little joke there to bring some levity as this fourth quarter begins. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Man, this show has flown by. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Call up and join. I have 1 hour left.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.